I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Leonard knocks the three, and the lead is cut to one.
Leonard knocks down another three, and the first lead of the night for the Raptors.
Are you kidding me?
Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine.
Good morning, Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Want to thank folks at ABC/ESPN for the call last night. Mike Breen, a little something-something from last night's. What would you call that? Is it a debacle? Is it just how would you describe last night's game?
Well, first of all, we're going to say morning.
Okay, yeah, I said good morning already, but you got
to
say good morning.
I just want to give a greeting to everyone
as well. Oh, well, go ahead. Let me move this microphone while you're doing that.
I'm going to say morning. And it's raining outside, so if you're out moving around this morning, please be safe around the Metro Atlanta area, not just this morning, but throughout the day, like we're going to have some rain. Remember what that looked like? Seemed like it didn't rain in a month almost, yeah. And we're getting some. Last night's game got to a very ugly start.
I saw the start. That didn't look that bad.
That was an ugly start. Teams couldn't throw it in the ocean.
Well, neither
one of them. But as it went along, a familiar face that we've seen who's just taken the bull by the horns and done things this whole series, and really since – Game 3 of the Milwaukee series.
I was going to say game 2.
Yep. Well, since that, you know, that time it's Kawhi Leonard, and he continues to do it. 36 points, 12 rebounds last night, you know. And who came along with him? Serge Ibaka this time. You know, one day it's Van Fleet, one day it's Siakam. Well, Siakam is pretty consistent with 19 right. points. Lowry had a big game in game 3. In game 4, Serge Ibaka, you forget the experience that he has in postseason play. And here he is coming up at a big moment when the team needed it last night. And Golden State, you know, just went away. I mean, Golden State, the team, they're missing some things. They didn't get the points production they usually like to get from a guy like Andre Iguodala. That wasn't happening. Boogie Cousins gets the start, and he's trying to force some things.
Yeah.
You know, the first game he played just a few minutes. The second game, he was great. He was what they needed. And now it's known that he's the starter. It's also given Toronto time to plan, game plan for him.
These guys are not the Warriors that you expected to see going into these finals. Everybody knows that, even with just Kevin Durant missing. But now, like you came in here this morning and said something that I doubt many people would agree. I could see some people agreeing with you, especially if you're a Golden State fan. But for the most part—
Toronto wins this series, they get a ring and an asterisk.
No, they don't. They get a ring, and then they get the praise, and then everybody tries to find the next Kawhi, which is not going to happen. But I disagree with you that there's an asterisk, because this has happened throughout the history of sports.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has, where teams, they lose their top players. I don't mean not as many as Golden State, but it doesn't matter. You lose your top players, and you aren't as strong when it comes to those big games. We have watched it throughout the history of sports. And so that's why I don't think they get an asterisk. And we can go back and name certain, you know, matchups where that's been the case.
We can, but I just think this particular one, because of everything that goes along with it, because of what Golden State has done consistently, they're easily the most talented team, you know, in the league.
When healthy.
When everybody's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? There's no argument
but
with that.
But they were that before this guy showed up. But he shows up now, and he's like he's been the big deal the last 2 years with them talking about Durant. All of a sudden, he's not there. And I think pretty much they won't say he's done. He's not going to show up. He's not playing in any games in this series. He's not going to play
now,
any of them.
This is the cartoon you want to have happen. You want, if you're a Golden State fan and a Kevin Durant fan, he comes back now. Now they're down 3-1. And he comes back in. And he takes them the next four games, and they win the championship. And then Kevin Durant, in the minds of probably himself and the people who would love to see that scenario, we'll go, all right, see, we've been telling you, this dude's better than LeBron. LeBron never did that. Michael never did that. And get the love, as, by the way, he exits stage left and goes to another team, but gets the love he feels like he's never gotten because of this move to Golden State. So he comes back and he does that. That would solidify everything.
Yeah.
Now, what are the chances of that happening?
See, I can see you doing that because you hang out with the Hollywood folks.
I hang out with what? Name me one Hollywood folk. Actually, I got a good story today, though. but you're just trying to start some stuff.
But that's a nice Hollywood script.
I just said it was the cartoon.
That's nice. You said cartoon.
I called it a cartoon.
No, we could make a drama out of this. Two-part series documentary if something this happens. You know what I mean? You just wrote it, man. I'm sure somebody listening said, next time, Greg, don't put that out there because we're gonna write that and make something out of that. You know, really, it would be. I just think he's not showing up.
Whatever it is that's happening with him is
worse than they've let on, I think, from the very beginning. But, I mean, I think in the minds of a lot of people, if he isn't there and Toronto wins, I think they get an asterisk in a lot of people's minds. I really do. Yeah, they win it. They had to go out and earn it. And you got to give their coach credit for making that adjustment in the Milwaukee series. They've been a different team. What they've done with Kawhi, but also what they've done defensively. Like I said, once again, they made another adjustment for Cousins. Cousins comes out and he's effective. They hadn't seen him. You know, they go in and make an adjustment. Last night they neutralized him. So, I mean, that's you know, you got to give it to the coach. Listen, that comes up with a system that defensively shuts down and frustrates a team like, okay.
And it makes it easy, though. By the way, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, just getting started. On the Saturday morning, recapping Game 4 last night, NBA Finals, and nobody other than Drake saw this happening.
I don't know. By the way, he probably wished for it, but I don't think he saw it.
By the way, what do you think of that minority owner for Golden State getting tossed the way he did? Yeah. Think too harsh, too strong, not enough.
Well, you
Charles Oakley got suspended indefinitely. There was a dude in Utah suspended indefinitely.
Mark Cuban ever? Well, this is somebody that's part of the ownership. But I mean, as far as a
yeah, but Mark Cuban was just the big mouth. He never put his hands on anybody. He complained about the refs.
Yeah,
that was different. And listen, if there was anybody who was ever going to hand out a tough sentence, it had been David Stern when he was doing that with Mark Cuban. We could all go out and buy summer homes with the money that Mark Cuban gave the NBA. As far as fines, right? We'll get one up there at Reynolds Plantation.
Real nice one there.
But this dude put his hands on him. Charles Oakley was fending off guards. They were putting their hands on him, trying to get him out. All right? You can debate whether or not that was self-defense or not. I can't remember the situation with the kid in Utah, the guy in Utah who caused some problems, and then he got
Westbrook
indefinite. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But this dude had nothing to do. The guy, he didn't fall on him. Lowry didn't fall on him. He fell two seats away from him. He went out of his way to push him. As far as I'm concerned, you know, say thank you very much for your contribution to the team. We're going to write you a check, and we can find another billionaire. Because, I mean, they can swing a stick outside that arena out there in San Francisco and find another guy to take over what this dude's investment was.
Oh, I'm sure. Without a problem. Well, you know, they're getting ready to move to a new place.
They're just going across the bay.
Yeah. Well, the new place. They've been in that. You know, and that's the other thing you think about what that team has been able to accomplish, considering they got the oldest building in the league.
Yeah, really? I know it's pretty old.
It's the oldest building in the league right now. And a lot of people that's been an amazing thing. We're going off in a whole different direction. We always talk about what has to be in place to attract big-time players. We always talk about all those things that have to be there, and here's Golden State making a place that's cool. That wasn't a cool place to be.
No. Listen,
you know what I mean. So I mean, to me, that's another thing to think about as we get ready to get to the part that I can't wait. Whoever's going to win this, right? Whoever's going to win this series, get it over with and get out of the way, man. I've never felt that. I've always been a games guy, but for this series, I'm ready for it to be over. I want to get to work and. That's different for me because I've never been that way. I've always been a game guy.
Everything about this.
Yeah, I want to see the game.
By the way, give us one of those, would you please?
What?
Today is a what?
It's a game day Saturday.
I love doing that early. No, you're right, though. And it's going to be an interesting offseason.
I've never been a big offseason. We're going to trade this one for this player later and salary cap and all. I mean, that's necessary stuff that has to happen. Yep. I understand that. I'm for the games.
Right.
Right now, I can't wait for the games to be over. Because the stuff that's going to happen afterwards is going to be, it's going to be delicious.
It really is. That's a good word to use.
It is, man. It's going to be just intriguing, and it's not going to be like the NFL. When the NFL postseason started, it gradually got into some guys moving, and all of a sudden Beckham moved and people like that. Now, this is going to happen right from the first minute. a hat drop, because you already know some people have done the last thing. You know, Kyrie Irving walking off the court with the Celtics, you know he was through in Boston. You knew walking off the court, he's done. So, I mean, you know certain things already. You are waiting to see where these people end up and what happens. And right now, the Hawks possibly got a little bit of something this week.
We got another draft pick.
You know.
But they're not getting those big names. Some guys ain't landing here.
But I'm just
here.
Saying that that's what I'm getting to as far as what Golden State did. Golden State wasn't a big name place.
Here's the thing about Golden State. They had a couple things. It was a lot of timing with them.
Right.
And they got the guys there. Remember, Mark Jackson brought his swagger. Now, they didn't like him in the offices, but he got the Splash Brothers together. And Mark Jackson left that team with an attitude. Even though they hadn't won anything, they played with an attitude. Steph Curry, I mean, he was launching up shots when Jackson was there, and he convinced him to continue to do that. So that was a weird sort of situation, how they grew. But that is also an attractive landing spot you talked about. When you got the Splash Brothers, I don't care who else leaves, and Draymond's going to be there.
You make it attractive. You make it attractive by having players that people want to come in and be a part of. Like I said, they got the oldest building in the league. We got a nice situation here. I think we're going to do something great with those draft picks. No, is no Zion Williamson in the mix for us. But it doesn't matter. They didn't get a Zion Williamson in Golden State either, or that caliber player. So, I'm like I said, once again, I can't wait to get these games over with. You know, what's coming next?
The magician is the one I'm watching. You know who I call the magician?
Is that?
That's Jerry West.
Yeah.
And they got all the money in the world, and see what's going on with the Clippers.
We're going to get into something else, too. We'll talk more on the subject about who's next. Who is the next team that gets a Kawhi Leonard and it gets them in this situation? I think we saw two in the playoffs this year that just are that player away. Well, hang on a second.
Clarify that. You're saying a team to get a player to take him over top, which is what I wanted to talk about, but you're saying a Kawhi type player?
A Kawhi type player.
So you're saying, he's not there yet, but Anthony Davis in New Orleans, who's got to stay there, by the way, one more year. But
they don't have to.
Well, no, they're not giving him up, though. They ain't get, unless there's a deal in place
given to New Orleans.
That's
almost a done deal with the Lakers.
But they still got – you think that's a done deal with the Lakers? After what's going on with the Lakers?
Yeah.
People are – they're changing their bus tickets.
Yeah.
That people are turning in their bus tickets as far as they were headed toward the Lakers.
Fine. Well, I think he ends up there.
Okay.
We'll get into that some more. Let's talk about also baseball and the Braves, who won last night. Well, thankfully, they're going to be in Miami for the weekend.
Keuchel.
And it's what they needed. They what they need. Well, Keuchel's tonight.
Keuchel.
And, they made the signing, and your favorite team made a signing this week.
Don't tell nobody, man.
What do these signings mean at this stage of the season to
you? That means these guys get prorated contract. I don't know what this means. Everything is new. This is uncharted territory to have this caliber of player sit out this long. You can make an argument that it's good, isn't worn his arm out. But you can also say that it's going to take him a minute to get, you know, top level ready.
Yeah,
that's a phrase I just made up. But you know, I mean, it's going to take him a minute to get into mid season form.
Yeah,
and can these organizations? You know, we're sitting there still looking up at Philly. Right, we can't afford to have Keuchel take six starts to get his groove.
Yeah, that's true.
It's to me, anything that happens before All-Star break is a wait and see.
Well, he starts, you know, he's going up to Gwinnett and looking for him to pitch tonight, I believe. And we're going to hear from David Friedlander from Gwinnett Daily Post coming up in the next hour.
I got an incredible story to tell you. Okay. And I'm probably not going to wait till next hour to tell it. But we got to talk about a couple things. You brought up show business earlier. You got this woman who put up the billboard this past week. Let me talk about that.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You have no idea. You're like the only person in Atlanta that didn't see this billboard this woman put up. Oh, I can tell you what this chick tried.
All right.
It's funny. And then my connection to one of the biggest names in show business history. Something happened this week. I will tell you. It's Sam and Greg just getting started on a Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
That's hit a long way the other way by Acuna. That ball is up. That ball is gone on a line. Big time bat flip for Acuna, who carried it with him down the first baseline. An opposite field homer. Number 13 for Ronald, and the Braves lead 5-0 now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta sports doesn't stop for the weekend.
Heck yeah.
And neither do we.
Keeping you up to date all weekend long.
It's just great.
On the weekends, that's all I listen to, really.
The home for Atlanta sports on the weekends. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
bounce to straightaway center. Acuna backpedaling, and that'll do it. Mike Soroka picks up his seventh win of the year with eight masterful innings. The Braves' bats were booming with seven runs on 14 hits. Braves win 7-1.
Morning, Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And you like hearing Chip say that.
You want to say Skip?
I was. I don't, you know, listen, you're going to have a name that close to your old man. Sorry.
Yeah,
from time to time. Listen,
yeah.
I got this dog you met, Jesse.
Yeah.
I still call her Roxy from time to time.
Oh, no.
That's our other dog.
No,
she still comes because here's the can opener going.
She shows up. You got something for me there. What's going on? Good morning, everybody. Rain in the forecast outside, so today it's going to be one of those kind of days around the area. So if you're traveling, be safe around the area.
Let me ask you a question about last night's Braves game. When we got that home run off of, what's his name, the guy who beamed him.
Yeah, Urania.
Urania. I always want to call his name something else. He did a very demonstrative bat flip.
Yes.
You feel better about that than them plunking him the way they should have? He needs to get tagged, this pitcher.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but they missed him last time. Remember, they threw behind him and did hit him?
Yeah, I think Acuna's going about his business when he faces the guy.
I'd wait till August or so. The next time they play them dudes, when he thinks it's all been forgotten,
yeah,
just tag him. Yeah. Hey, speaking of Braves,
we're doing what we need to do with them.
We got the win, move on.
Beat them 7-1, and that's what we need right now.
We won the day, despite the fact losing 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, we come back and just feel better about heading into this series with the moves that were made with Keiko and knowing what this team can do long term. I was looking at that stat that talks about these guys from the 7th inning on. And you and I have talked about how they look. We said from the 8th inning on, but the 7th inning on, I think they rank first in a couple different categories and second in another as far as batting, OPS, all of that. And so I'm not worried about them when they have these sort of series, like I said, the Pittsburgh one, where you figure they should have handled them, but you know, just it happens from time to time. You wonder how you can do what you can against a Milwaukee or a Cardinals or Philly, and then you go and play somebody who you think you should walk over, and something happens.
But nothing helps resolve that and make you feel better, like you said, than a series with the Marlins. Whatever reason, that was like a tonic earlier in the season. They needed those. They went out there and they swept them 3 games. They played great. So, I mean, this is what they need. Julio Teheran gets the start for today's contest between the Braves and the Marlins, and we see what he does. He's been strong, pitching well of late. And the thing of it is now, if you're Julio Teheran, do you go out with this in the mind like, I want to make sure and solidify my start in this place in this rotation?
Well, this is –
we got somebody coming. So, I mean, to me, that's the thing. If you're Kevin Gausman, the next time you're on the mound, do you go out with that in the back of your mind, hey, I want to keep this spot in this rotation with these guys? Look at who they're bringing in, because somebody's headed for the bullpen.
This is a page from Houston. This pitching staff is going to step up, much like Houston's. And they really, you know, they weren't that bad. But when Verlander landed, everybody's game. And by the way, Verlander had to step up his game, too, because he wasn't really doing that much with Detroit. But you knew he was still a great pitcher. They obviously knew it, too. And you saw how he helped them get that ring. My question is much like what we're talking about with Kawhi Leonard. Who is that guy that we have watched recently? What we're watching right now with the Raptors and Kawhi, what he's done all season long, and everybody figures he's going to be landing somewhere in California next season. But this year, who has done that in the past? Where have we seen this? College doesn't count. Let's talk pro sports,
because
they come and go all the time.
They come and go, right.
And I'm not even talking about a coach. I'm talking about a player. One player who has come in and changed the direction. And it's obvious it's him in a team sport. And I'm hard-pressed to find one person. He's a combination of people.
Yeah, you can think of certain players. As a matter of fact, I was watching the Stanley Cup Finals this week, which I hope St. Louis goes ahead and wins, because I want to know.
No, they don't. Not after they screwed up. They got a call. Don't get me started.
I just want them to win. I don't want Boston to win.
I was with you until that play the other night. And then they got hosed on that call. And then here you go again. Another bad officiating call in a big series.
We get into that tomorrow. We're going to get into the
officiating
and how the officiating is really –
Let's go back to the NFC Championship game.
NFC Championship game. Let's go back to the Final Four. With the Final Four. Let's go to the horse race.
Thank you. Yes. So officiating again. If you didn't see the replay, the Boston St. Louis game, this kid get tripped up, and I can't pronounce his last name because I think it's Lushin. but
the tripping call on that.
Yeah, the non call.
But I'm just saying, you're talking about a player that comes in and changes the culture of a team, and he happened to be, they interviewed him this week, was Wayne Gretzky, who looked natural, by the way.
But is that like a shot?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
I looked at him and said,
he
looks natural. and you do know when people say somebody looks natural, what's usually going on.
You know, I take a line from Jackie Brown. Remember the dude who ran the guy who ran the pawn shop, not pawn shop, who ran the bail bondsman, Max Cherry. Okay. Max Cherry, Cherry Bail Bonds. When he was sitting with Pam Grier and they were talking about growing old. And she says, you know, how do you feel about yourself? And he says, you know, I feel pretty good. You know, I did something about my hair a few years ago, and I'm good with it. And what he said was, I apply to what you just said in alluding to Gretzky. He looks in the mirror, and it looks like him. That's what he felt. That's what Max Cherry said. So maybe when Gretzky looks in the mirror, he sees what he thinks he should look like.
I guess, but to me, he looked natural.
Sam's being very. That's how a nice, like, religious man would call somebody funky. He looks natural.
He looks.
That's what they say about dead people in the casket.
That's what I'm
saying. That's what you. That's for the folks who couldn't catch on. I figure I'd bring it to its lowest common denominator. Right. Say that's how Sam gets raw. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
If you mentioned a player that came in and changed the culture, and he did when he went to the LA Kings.
He didn't take him to the finals.
Yeah,
the first
but people
year.
Then people didn't care about hockey Los Angeles until he went out.
You're
there.
Absolutely right.
You know what I mean?
But look how far back you had to go to find that person.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You get a player like that every now and then. It comes in and makes the big difference. And
Charles Barkley, Barkley went to Phoenix,
right? You know,
took him to the finals. He got his.
We debated a little bit about if Garnett to Boston was a thing.
Because there were three guys there. As you know,
well, when
Danny Ainge was finished, he put three guys under, you know, Doc Rivers' tutelage, and
Were they going to win without him, though?
With just Paul Pierce? No.
With just Paul Pierce?
No.
You know, and Ray Allen?
No.
That's why I'm saying he was the guy that
maybe. They weren't – listen, they weren't what Toronto was. Because Toronto, while they made the playoffs, they just kept running into this brick wall called LeBron.
Yeah.
And they had the coach of the year. You can point to one person as the success of the Raptors. When you talk about that Boston team, you could point to three different people once they started playing together and meshing well. Who can you point to as one person who took a particular team on his shoulders over the top that were like the Raptors of the year before? You know, and is it somebody who came out of the draft? I mean, this isn't Lawrence Taylor with the Giants or somebody like that. He comes out of North Carolina and changes the whole thing with the Giants defense.
Right.
But again, they didn't ascend to the Super Bowl right afterwards. Help me out. There's got to be somebody I'm missing, some quarterback or whatever. I don't count. What do you call it? Because he was there. Brady was already in the.
Yeah, he was already there.
So Ken mentioned Shaq. Shaq going to what? Miami.
Miami and LA.
Again, you want to just okay. So Orlando, point taken, but he also had Penny Hardaway. So collectively, they were, you know, it wasn't just Shaq. Now you want to talk about the Lakers? You had Kobe, and you had a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, but they weren't gonna win it without him being there.
Right, but one person, Kawhi, did not have a Kobe next to him this year. That's what I'm saying. I mean, this singular person. You can hang your hat on the fact that he is the reason why they got to where they got to. I'm sure there's somebody we're missing out there and somebody screaming at the radio. And by the way, you can give us a shout on the Sound Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. It's also the number to give us a call.
And joining the conversation. It makes me think of which team is next, and we'll get into that the next hour as well. Who's next that needs that one player, that player away that we've seen in the playoffs? We think one team for sure, maybe a second one. But we get into to that as well.
Hey, speaking of Braves, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, on this date?
On this date.
I'm going to see how good you are.
Uh-oh.
Old Braves, on this date.
How old?
the Milwaukee Braves.
Let me say Boston Braves. You're going to bring up some
These
Boston.
Guys have a record. They hit four home runs in a row. And a couple Hall of Famers hit them. I want you to tell me the other two. So on this date, the Braves set a record for four consecutive home runs. This is a team record, obviously.
Okay.
Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron. Can you name the other two? It's 1961. No, you can't.
No.
Joe Adcock. And Frank Thomas.
Okay.
Not that Frank Thomas. No. But also on this date, speaking of Braves, and this will be the last one, and you probably will get this one, number one pick. Who was the Braves' number one pick in 1978? Yes, yeah, a very famous Brave. The number one pick.
Murph.
Nope. Bob Horner.
Well, close.
Let's see.
I was there for his first game. He walked up to Arizona State campus. He came to play here in front of about 8,000 folks at Old Fulton County Stadium. Me and my buddy sitting out in the cheap seats, and some guys were smoking some stuff there out there. They didn't care. He came to the game.
Yeah.
Well, the guys were smoking something that they brought.
They were getting normal.
Yeah. They were getting normal.
Hang on a second. Let's go to here. Folks are calling in here with suggestions. David's in Tucker. David, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Moses Malone's 1983 NBA champion, 76ers. Before then, they had Caldwell Jones. No disrespect to him. He couldn't do nothing with the Lakers. He couldn't do nothing with Jabbar. So once Moses came, I think they swept everybody in the finals that year. I remember that.
Hey, David, hang on a second. David, though, didn't they have Mo Cheeks and Dr. J?
Yeah, Dr. J, Mo Cheeks.
This was the problem.
Bobby Jones.
Bull was the Lakers. Yeah. The Lakers. They got out the East. Because I remember like yesterday, but the problem was they couldn't never beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
And once Moses came, he gave you the rebound and the inside scoring, and that's what got them over the top.
I remember that team. All right, good call, man.
But didn't give you a great soundbite. I went to practice with that team. I was working at Pennsylvania that year.
Go ahead, give me the story.
And I went to practice with that team, and they, you know, Billy Cunningham was the coach. Back then, if you were first in the East, you got a bye in the first round of the playoffs. You didn't play.
Okay.
So he got them out of Philadelphia. They came out to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and practiced. They had a camp. They had like a camp again out there. And it was cool to go and watch those guys, you know, practice the camp. And, you know, Julius Erving was sweating. He knew this was his big chance. He knew it was his big chance to get his championship. And he was the great guy on the team, but he was working harder than anybody. Moses Malone, I tried to get a soundbite with about what it was. And my Moses Malone soundbite.
May he rest in peace.
Rest in, obviously. Yeah. Moses, good guy. Yeah. But I tried to get a soundbite with him. And I said, Moses, what are you guys working at? How you feel your chances are? He says, this doc team was doctoring me up till I get a ring. I'm like,
say that again?
What? This doc team.
Because that's what everybody else is saying. What'd you just say?
This doc team was doctoring me up till I get a ring. This doc's team, I'm here to help Doc get a ring.
Gotcha.
But that's how it came out.
Right.
And I'm like, can I use that? Can I even put that on TV? True story.
Moses was a man of few words. He had an economy of words. Yeah, we're going to get
this doc some, team. This doc team me up, Doug your ring.
Listen,
what?
We're going to get some more of these names of folks who have changed organizations. Up next, so we're going to talk to Tim McFarland.
Yes.
And listen, I got two questions for this dude. I know you're going to talk to him about Corky Kell and some other things that are coming up. But there's some things that need fixing in the high school level, and we'll put this on his radar.
All right.
This is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg.
Morning.
Ken is on the other side of the glass helping us out this morning, doing a great job producing. Coming up, I'm going to have to inform Mr. Crenshaw about the one thing that most of you saw this past week, but he did not see. But then again, I should say nothing because I didn't see the game last night because of an injury. The woman who bought the billboard trying to get Tyler Perry's attention. You didn't see this or hear about this.
Did not.
So during casting call, I'm going to fill you in on what happened. And then next hour, I have had a very strange week with culminating with something that you are going to be completely flabbergasted at when I tell you what happened. And it involves a radio Hall of Famer, an Atlanta radio Hall of Famer, and one of the biggest names in the history of show business.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's not hyperbole.
Okay.
Now, we got a buddy of yours online, and we got some questions for him.
Yeah, we do. We do, because coming up this week, is the Corky Kell 7-on-7 tournament. It's going to happen in Roswell, and one of the people who helps bring everything together, doing everything for that tournament. When I say everything, I do mean everything, is Blessing Trinity head football coach Tim McFarland. Coach McFarland, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Always good talking to you. Talk about this event. This, I think, it's the fourth year for the 7-on-7. As part of Corky Kell, and Roswell gets a chance to to host it in that area at your school and in the parks. Talk about bringing this together and the teams that are coming to play in this.
Well, I mean, it's a star-studded cast for sure. We always enjoy having it in the city of Roswell. And, of course, Dave Hunter is the guy that really brings all this together. This was his baby. And we met with Dave this past week, and he's got it well organized. Always has the best of the best. Colquitt County comes up, and, you know, it's loaded with mostly 6 and 7A schools. Alpharetta High School, Centennial High School, Blessed Trinity High School, and then the Roswell Area Park Association will be hosting the event this year.
All right, see, he said star-studded, didn't he, Sam?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. And Coach McFarland, yeah. I got a problem. Okay. I need you to answer it. You got a team in there who lost their, you know, big four-headed coach in Colquitt County. They got a new coach in there now. Right. But, you know, we've had Sam and I have had some fun with them. I don't think they should have been involved in this Invitational, but, you know, you guys did what you did. But here's my problem. Where is McEachern?
That I don't know.
Where is that?
I don't know. I don't know. You, hey, listen, I'll give you Dave Hunter's number. You can call him.
I'm going. You give me his number, man. I got to look out for my folks at Lost Mountain.
That's Greg's neighborhood.
Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing, really, the number of changes going on this year in Georgia High School. But I don't see those programs falling off much. I think McEachern's going to roll. I think Colquitt County's going to be really good. And so, it is interesting, you know, when you have coaching changes, but, you know, the players are still there, and that's what counts.
Coach, yeah. we're having a little bit of fun with you. But, listen, I understand that you're not going to pick the top 35-ranked teams. This is an invitational. Is there a committee that sits down, and how do you guys decide? Because there are – I mean, you talk about the state of Georgia. There's a lot of top programs that could be included here. You could probably have 60 if you had space for them. How do you guys – I mean, how long does it take to determine who's going to play each year?
Well, actually, that falls into Dave Hunter and I.J. Rosenberg's lap. They spend a lot of time with that. And for me, you know, what I do is I just spend a good bit of the time, you know, working with the area parks and really the logistics, trying to get, you know, things together. We've got restaurants to take care of. It's going to be feeding the kids. And you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, mainly just getting the facilities ready because that's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of folks to roll into your campus, and that's the reason we've had to expand it to four different locations this year. And then, of course, after lunch, it all goes to the Roswell Area Park. The city of Roswell has been so good to help host this event, and, you know, we really appreciate all that they do to allow us to bring it to the city.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Tim McFarland, head football coach at Blessed Trinity. We're talking to Corky Kell, 7-on-7, that will be in his backyard on Friday. It starts at 9:15 and supposed to end, they say, at 4:30. I don't think so, Coach. We were out there last year, and it was like 90 degrees. We're on that turf, and we go to overtime, and they end up having to have a coin flip. And you and I have had a lot of good stories about coin flips. Sure enough, man, Coach McFarland's out there having to flip a coin. And the Marietta coach, man, Richard Morgan, he was pretty serious about that.
Oh, yeah, listen, it's one of the neat things about not making it to the Final Four, you get to sit back and watch the Final Four. And it's amazing how serious people get about this thing now. It's, you know, you would think it's preparation for the fall and we're just trying to get better. And that's not really the deal. You know, once they get into this stuff, it's, you know, those competitive juices start flowing and they're ready to go. So
How'd you end up doing the coin flip, though? How did that end up being your duty?
I knew you were going to ask that. And the fact is, I don't know. I just happened to be there, but no, we have a great group of volunteers at Blessed Trinity. I've got, of course, coaches, but a great group of parents, and we help to put the event on, and we're doing a lot of the timing and a lot of the, you know, the scoring and stuff like that. So we wind up helping with the finals every year, and I enjoy it. A couple of years ago, I'm sitting there watching it. Well, every year, sitting there watching the finals, and you just know you're going to be seeing those guys on TV. Jake Fromm was there a few years ago, and we got to watch him. And the level of talent in Georgia is really, it's really, really strong. And we wind up with so many of those guys at our place. So, you know, if people come out to see it, they, yeah, you know, you're going to get to see people that, that you're going to be watching for the next 4 years at college.
Talking to Coach Tim McFarland, head coach of Blessed Trinity here on the WadeFort.com hotline. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. In its fourth year, is this event where you saw it being, or does, as it continues to grow, what would you like to see happen next as far as the amount of teams or just any kind of tweak to it?
Well, I think that we may be close. You know, when Dave wanted to take this thing to about 30 teams, you have to remember that we're at four locations in the morning, and then in the afternoon it all comes to Roswell Area Park. And there's three fields there, which it's a great facility, by the way. And then once we're there, you have to accommodate everybody. So, you know, when you've got 30 teams, you're talking close to 1,000 athletes, and then you have, you know, a lot of fans and families and coaches. And so I would think that we are probably maxed out. I know there's a lot of people. I've talked to coaches this week who would like to get in, and there's a waiting list. And every year you may have one or two teams that drop out. But, you know, by and large, Dave does a remarkable job of getting all the schools back. And I think because it's tied to the Corky Kale, and I think because it's such a competitive event, I think it will continue to run strong. But I would think that a field of 32 teams is probably going to be the most you'll see.
Yep. Coach McFarland, Blessed Trinity had a big week this week. Baseball draft was going on. I know you're the football coach, but the baseball draft, and the young man from there, C.J. Abrams, was the highest player selected in the state of Georgia, number 6 overall to the Padres. Talk about the excitement of having that happen at BT this week.
Well, there was a lot of speculation, you know, all spring about where he was going to go, and the numbers started moving in a good direction. And I know C.J. C.J.'s he's particularly close to Andy Harlan, our baseball coach, who does a remarkable job. But the students were excited. And everybody was proud for CJ to see him get to have this great honor. He's a remarkable athlete. CJ played football his first year in basketball and baseball. And then, you know, like so many athletes, as they get older, they really start to kind of lock in a lot of people don't realize what a great basketball player he was for our school. And this past year, he made the decision that, you know, I think when he saw the draft coming, I think it was probably a decision he and his family sat down and decided that they would just, you know, put all their focus in one area. So he did not play basketball, but he was a player of the year in our region a year ago. He is freakishly good now. He can, I saw him during the playoffs, make a play or two that probably only CJ can make. But, now life has changed for him. He had signed with Alabama, and, of course, I'm sure he'll forego that to go into Major League Baseball. But we wish him all the best in the world. His family is they're great people, and we're really happy for the young man.
All right. Fantastic, fantastic. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. And we don't know if you end up with the coin in your hand again on Friday to help decide things at the 7-on-7. But we look forward to being at this. Coming up next Friday from 9:15 a.m. to around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 35 teams playing out in the Roswell area. Get out and see the Corky Kale 7-on-7. Coach McFarland, thanks so much.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, that is Coach Tim McFarland, and I asked him, he said he don't know how he ended up being the guy that made the coin flip.
Yeah, he didn't have any answers today for the important questions. The coin flip in McEacher. We need to get back to him on that, how they get excluded from all of that. Now listen, big event that happened, I should say big event, an event happened this past week in the world of showbiz, and I had something screwy happen to me. I'm going to kind of tease that, but I got to tell Sam about the woman who put her face on the billboard and give you guys a shot at some jobs. It's Casting Call up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.